This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, January 29th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he wants to work closely with Agriculture Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins to help farmers transition to regenerative agriculture techniques, including the use of less chemical-intensive practices that he said are destroying the soil and making people sick. The nominee to be Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services said at his first confirmation hearing today that even though he would not have the authority to over agriculture issues, President Donald Trump has told him to work with Rollins to make sure that we serve American farmers, that all of our policies support them. American farms are the bedrock of our culture, of our politics, and of our national security, Kennedy said. I want to work with our farmers and food producers to remove burdensome regulations and unleash American ingenuity. I simply cannot succeed without a partnership, a full partnership of American farmers. Agriculture was one of the many topics on which Kennedy, at the sometimes volatile hearing in the Senate Finance Committee, tried to make a more measured approach than he has in the past. But he said unequivocally, we need to fix our food supply, and that's the number one issue, and link chemical-intensive agriculture to certain health problems. Farmers, he said, are using seeds and chemicals that over the long term are costing them and us. Some of the chemicals that farmers use destroy the microbiome, and that causes erosion of the soil, Kennedy said. You can read more about today's confirmation hearing and other news in Washington at AgriPulse.com. Illinois Farm Bureau President Brian Duncan said news is coming from the new administration that does look favorable for crops as feedstocks for renewable fuel.
Well, it was an interesting week and the days run together, but on Friday we did get some 45Z guidance from Treasury that was pretty ambiguous. But then we saw some flesh put on the bone early last week with some of the practices giving farmers some opportunities and some options on what practices they want to do to have their corn, their commodities qualified to be called sustainable. And some of those practices are things that we can do, we know how to do, and that farmers can select what works for them.
Ultimately, Duncan said Washington will have to find subsidies and some level of regulatory certainty to encourage investment in developing the SAF industry. It is no secret that the farm economy's down, but perhaps not as challenging as farmers faced in the 1980s. Brian Duncan says, however, the consequences for young and beginning farmers may be the same.
The young producers are definitely the most vulnerable. I mean, even if you have equity, who wants to see it drained out? And so it's important for all of us, but you're right. We are especially concerned about our young producers. You know, Jeff, I started farming in the 80s. And I had hogs, and so that helped carry me through the 80s. But if you look at the demographic of our organization, there's kind of a gap in our age group, and it's people that should have been started farming during the 80s and didn't. And I know a lot of dads told their sons at that time, go do something else, don't farm, and we sure don't want to go through that again.
Low commodity prices beside high input costs and land prices make the real challenge for young farmers. Yet another reason hundreds of farm groups are calling on Washington to get a new farm bill as soon as possible. Finally, the much-anticipated return of Smithfield Foods to the U.S. stock market landed with a thud yesterday. The company downsized the IPO with stocks priced at the end of the first trading day at under $20 instead of the intended offering of over 34 million shares at up to $27. Company value came in under $8 billion. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.